Alright, hi everyone, this is my first podcast. I'm 17 years old, and for now you can call me Unfortunate End. I downloaded this app because you can share your story, and I know that my story is one that should be shared with other people. And I feel like inspiring and motivating people is the way to go, especially after someone who motivated me so much and inspired me so much to be a positive and confident person passed away. And that person has to be rapper XXXTentacion, a real name, Jase Onfroy. It's not his full name. But I just want to let people know not to ever let go of who you are for other people. I made that mistake a lot of times because I thought I was doing the right thing and I wasn't. Don't ever let somebody manipulate you. Don't ever let yourself be blinded by love or be blinded by blood or someone close to you. If somebody close to you is hurting you, if somebody close to you is lying to you, deceiving you, changing your entire perception on things and turning you against the people that are supposed to be there for you, they're not meant to be trusted. They're not meant to be believed, and they're not meant to be followed. See, I went through a lot having a drug-addicted mother who was barely ever home, hardly ever fed her kids, hardly ever was a parent, and I sat there every single day watching her. The way that she walked, the way that she talked, the way that she looked around, the way that she lost consciousness every 4 to 5 seconds just as she was standing in place. And I defended her because I didn't want to believe it. I had lived with my mom my whole life. I always went to my dad's house on the weekends, and that was always the thing, and I never really felt close to my father. And even in this time where I had a little sister and a grandmother in the same house, I still pushed him away because I felt like if I told anybody about my mother, I would get blamed for everything. And I would get angered at, or what's the word I'm looking for? Mistreated and misunderstood on my standpoint of the situation, because I didn't know that she was on drugs until a month before. Basically, everyone knew. And she always lied to me. She had this boyfriend also who did the same drugs with her, heroin. And they tried to lie to me and tell me that it was diabetes needles, and, you know, obviously because they thought I was a kid. I was only 15, 16 at that time. And I just believed it. I knew that it wasn't true, but I believed it, and I had everyone around me telling me not to believe it and to say something to make a change, but I couldn't because I was scared. I was the father figure to my little sister. My little sister was 8 years old. No, she's going to be 8 years old, I'm sorry. She was 6 at the time. And I was like her father figure because her father was never in her life like my father was in mine. And I was always the one that stood up for her whenever anything happened, and I was just too scared of being away from her, or too scared of that little girl losing the one parent that she had left. And it brought pain to me every single day, because there was just days where I wouldn't eat, I wouldn't sleep, I could barely sleep at all. I was up in my room, my cold, dark room with no bed, just basically a lining for a mattress and a blanket. No TV, no internet, nothing. All I had was my phone, which my father paid for. And I just remember my life began to pass me by. She was supposed to put me in school because we had just moved there, and she kept coming up with excuses and excuses and excuses. I missed 2 whole months of school. After 2 months of school, I missed days of school repeatedly until she finally put me in a good system where she had a car and she drove me in the morning. But even then, that kind of became a hassle, because she wouldn't wake up on time, or she would come up with some excuse that she had to do something before she drove me to school. And it just drove me nuts. And I remember one day I just snapped, because it was my birthday. I woke up, had no messages, had nobody to tell me happy birthday except for my father and 2 of my closest friends. And I woke up that day and I looked in the fridge and there was no food. My mother woke up. She just looked at me. She didn't bother to say happy birthday. The first thing that came out of her mouth was, "Do you have $20 I can borrow?" No explanation behind it. No reason behind it. Just wanted to borrow $20. And for the rest of that day, I did absolutely nothing at all. I never got my happy birthday. I never got my food. I never got my cake. I just received a happy birthday over text from my father. Flash forward, I got taken from my house. Was put to live with another family member who clearly did not want us there. And I went through hell, I went through pain, I went through suffering all summer long. Before summer even hit, I was still in school. And then just as summer hit, XXXTentacion was shot and killed. And that kind of broke me even more, I guess you could say, because his music was all that I listened to through all of this time of pain and strife. And it's hard to talk about for me, and I try to suppress it in my voice, and I know it doesn't come out right, but I took him for granted when he was alive, and that's for sure. I listened to his music. I listened to his ? Album in the coldness, darkness of my room, laying on the floor when it first came out, and I played it all night long, but I did nothing but listen to his music. I saw his live streams pop up occasionally on Instagram, but I never clicked them. I just stared at them and I thought, wow, he's, you know, doing good things, good for him. But when he passed away was when everything kind of really hit me, and he said it himself. You know, people don't really pay attention to you. People don't really check you out until you're gone. And then it's too late, you know? And I just looked back on him once he passed away, and I saw everything that he did, all the live streams that he did, all the things that he told people to do, the positivity, the everything, and I just became so obsessed with his being and his state of mind that I decided that I no longer wanted to be in this situation where I was weak-minded and I was falling to the words of someone filling my veins with poison. So I made a stand for myself. I decided to leave that house. I decided to live with my father. And I decided to just handle my own life finish school on my own, go to school every day on my own, do what I need to do for my own, to later, I can hopefully help my sister better than I ever could when I was there. Because just because I was there wasn't making anything better. It wasn't bringing any food, wasn't bringing anything. So I had to make that executive decision for myself to clear my mind, to fix my brain, to fix my mentality, my personality, my strength, everything. I was getting physically destroyed, mentally destroyed, and overall just annihilated as a person. But now that I let go of those burdens, of those weights, now that I've released myself from hiding things about my mother, about everything that happened, I have become someone far stronger than I possibly could have thought. And I find myself getting through a lot of situations fairly easily now. I mean, with help of my amazing, beautiful girlfriend, of course. But I am no longer in a hole. I no longer doubt myself, my abilities, my strength, my wisdom. I just look forward, I continue, and I just stay motivated. I stay positive, I stay inspired, I look up to people. I listen to people, I take advice, I take notes, I take everything that I can. And this is all coming from my mind. I'm not reading a script, I'm not reading anything. I'm telling you straight from my heart, from my mind, how I feel now compared to how I felt then, and why you should follow this same path. Do what's best for you. Don't follow someone else. Everyone has their own destiny. I understand if you're taking care of someone or you want to be there for someone, but that someone will need that help 1,000 times more than the way that you're providing it up front. Because if you help yourself first and then you become who you want to become and then help that person, it'll be 10 times more meaningful, impactful, and great than it ever was in the first place. And I can assure you that. And I want everyone to begin to think with a positive mindset. We need to change the world. We need to fix things. We need to fix the people. We need to fix everything about everything that's going on. We have global warming. It's a problem. We need more things. Every animal that we learned about in kindergarten is going extinct. Our planet is going to be set on fucking fire. And Bill Nye said it better himself. I'm sorry for my French, but it's true. Everyone needs to stay positive, everyone needs to have peace, and everyone needs to have positivity. And most importantly, everyone needs to have love for everyone around them. I know it's a hard step, it's a hard move, but everyone can do it. I believe that everyone can do it. If X believed that everyone can do it, I believe that everyone can do it. I just hope that my story has helped or can help people through some hard times. Because keep in mind, when I went through this, I was barely turning 16. It was before I even turned 16. And then I turned 16 and even more happened. And I just experienced hell. But I'm still here. I didn't give up. And neither should you. Neither should any of you who are reading. Or, sorry, not reading. Sorry, listening to this podcast. I just want to say thank you for taking your 14 minutes out of your day to listen to my story and to my message and just everything that I feel everyone should know when moving forward in life. But that'll be all for now. I'll see what I can do next or talk about next, because that isn't the only thing that I've gone through that I'm sure I can help people with. That was just the most recent and most traumatizing and heartbreaking experience that I think I've been through in a long while. So I figured I'd help people in this way more than any other way. But thank you for listening once again at now about to be 15 minutes. But remember, peace, love, and positivity. It will take you a long way. I love you all.